real shell code that we use to run to get that little connection backwards. And you can see it's doing the traditional sort of call pop and normalizing the stack, and then it's going to parse the key header and load a bunch of things, initialize WSA socket, make a connection back, and start the whole process. So we just hit F9. It says, I created a new thread, and I think I'm doing well. And as you can see, it did connect back, and we do have remote system. And we're in CWNNT system 32. And this is the actual results of what's in the C drive. And there's nothing too secret in there, but I just thought you should see the whole process, beginning to end, thought to root. And that is that. And that is the end of my talk, and feel free to ask questions and stuff. Because I know some of you want to have one. Okay, someone ask a question to break into the cowardice.
Was this attempt by Microsoft to put everything into your head, an attempt to stop shell code from being used?
No. So what you're saying, his question is, was this an attempt to stop shell code by putting stuff into Unicode? And I think that if Microsoft was thinking at all about shell code in 2001 when they wrote this thing, that it would be a bizarre event. And it's just purely functional, I think. But, I mean, Service Pack 4 doesn't, I mean, lately they've started doing little band-aids to their security, so like it's not going to let you jump directly to a register because the registers will be cleared before you actually get control and all this other stuff. So they're adding a few little band-aids, but in terms of thinking about security in 2001, I don't think there was any. Alright, who's the next heckler? Surely I pissed one of you off. Cool, looks like that's it. Feel free to come by and ask me questions, get Privacy Canvas demos, or play with it yourself. After this talk, I think we're done.